Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After 3 days of negotiations in Washington, the U.S. and Mexico agreed to steps to curtail the influx of Central American migrants into the U.S. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barceno Coqui, reads a portion of the joint agreement.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge. Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border.
Both countries also agree to work to improve economic conditions in southern Mexico as well as Central American nations, and continuous talks between the two countries on immigration issues.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
President Trump tweeted this evening he is indefinitely suspending his plan to impose tariffs on Mexico. The Labor Department reports only 75,000 jobs were added last month. Economist Gus Fauché.
Not only did we see weak job growth in May, but we also saw a downward revision to job growth in both March and April. So this was a soft report.
The report appears to increase the odds the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates in the coming months. A former Minneapolis police officer is sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for the July 2017 shooting death of an unarmed woman who had called 911. Mohammed Noor told the court hearing today,
I knew in an instant that I was wrong. The depth of my error has only increased from that moment on. Working to save her life and watching her slip away is a feeling I can't explain.
Noor shot Justine Damon when she approached his squad car in the alley behind her home. This is AP Radio News. A 79-year-old California prison inmate has been linked to dozens of killings in 14 states. Samuel Little has been talking with investigators from the various cities and states, including Cincinnati. Prosecutors there have indicted him for the killings of two women in the early 1980s. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters tells the Odessa American.
The FBI has told us that he's the most prolific serial killer in the history of America. They've been able to demonstrate over 50 of these already.
Little claims he killed 93 women starting in the 1970s. Detroit police think they may also be looking for a serial killer after the bodies of three women have been found in vacant homes in the city. Police release a photo of a person of interest who's known to be homeless, Police Chief James Craig.
We're hoping that the public will help us identify this person of interest so that we can have contact with him.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.